Tell us a little bit about what it's been like working with Steve Smith this year.
Well, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, Steve's a fiery player and, you know, kind of a fiery guy, too. But, you know, he's been a lot of fun to get to know and obviously a lot of fun to have out in the field just because of, you know, what he's been able to bring to us and that passion and just the playmaking ability.
Joe, what's the biggest difference for you in terms of playing with or playing for Gary Kubiak this year as opposed to past years?
Well, I think right now we're just playing with a lot of confidence, a lot of speed. I think the biggest thing with playing with him is just the amount of confidence everybody plays with because you know they're not out there trying to figure out every tiny little thing. We're going out there and we're playing football and we're reacting, and I think the biggest help was with the offensive line and with those guys being freed up mentally and allowed to play physical and fast, and that's really all they have to worry about. I think it's lending itself very well to our team and how we play.
Joe, how comfortable are you in Kubiak's offense doing a lot of the boot action and throwing on the run and all that stuff?
Oh, I love doing that stuff. I think you need to move the pocket a lot to keep all these good rushers that you have in the NFL off balance a little bit. And you know, when you're dropping back and you're giving those guys the same spot to go after every single time, it starts to become pretty tough.
So, was your footwork and throwing on the run, was that something you worked on a lot leading up to this season?
No, not at all. I mean, I've been doing that my whole life. It's not really that big of a deal.
So, would you consider yourself a mobile quarterback?
I mean, it's not like it's like the most, you know, the biggest part of my game. I mean, come on, I'm a 6'6", you know, pretty big guy back there. But I've always felt like when I've had to move and throw the ball on the run, I've had the ability to do that.
How much of this New England secondary has changed, not just from a personnel perspective, but what they bring to the field in terms of Darrell Revis and Brandon Browner?
Well, obviously, anytime you have two corners out there, it allows you to free up and really do what you want to do as a defense and really get after people because you have so much confidence with what those guys are doing outside. So it becomes tough. I mean, it's tough when teams have one good corner that can go out there and play as well as these guys are playing. So when you have two of them, one on each side, it makes things, you know, it makes things interesting and it makes things a lot of fun because it just makes it that much tougher. You know, these guys can play a lot of man coverage and have confidence that those guys outside are doing their job.
Can you speak to what Forsett has brought to the team from obviously a run game and also as a receiver?
Yeah, well, he's been huge. I mean, he's a really good runner. He's very patient. He sees the thing. He sees the holes well. He hits them when he has to. He's just done a lot of really good things for us. He's been great in pass protection and leaking out when he's had to. So I think he's brought us a lot of things, and you know, we got to keep getting as much as we can out of him.
Joe, you guys lead the league with pass interference penalties called. And when you see a cornerback like Browner who's physical and likes to use his hands, is that something that you guys try to expose?
Well, hey, you can't really go in there and say, hey, we're going to try to get the pass interference calls. We have to do what we have to do. And what we do well, and if those things happen, then they happen. Those things usually happen by our receivers going out there and playing well and getting themselves in positions to make big plays. And you know, if the throw's not quite on, or if the guy catches up but doesn't do it in the right way, those things get called. So I think that's just a sign of how much our receivers have done a good job of putting themselves in positions and have won on their route.
Joe, Tom Brady and Belichick, I believe, are 11-1 at home in the playoffs against every team but you guys, and then 1-2 against the Ravens. Why are you guys not intimidated about coming to Gillette, especially in the playoffs?
I don't know. I mean, it's tough to tell people why you're not intimidated. I mean, I think it's kind of funny that people would be intimidated at any point in any game against anybody. It's just not in our nature. We've played in a lot of big football games, and this is no other. It's not like it's you know, it's not like it's not in our mind to go up there and win this football game. So we're very confident, and we believe we have a good team. We believe we have a team that can win this game, and I think that allows you to go up there and play free and play with that mindset and not really let those other thoughts creep into your head.
You know, can you comment on your time in Baltimore? I mean, it's just spending your whole career there to date and just kind of what it's meant to you?
Well, hey, obviously it's awesome. It's been a lot of fun, and it's a great place to play football. You know, hardworking town that, you know, had an awesome tradition, you know, here in this league. and you know didn't have it for a while, and now the last 20 years or so since it's been back, it's just picked up right where it's left off, I'm sure, and it's just been amazing to come to work every day and play in that stadium. Got a lot of great fans, and I've had a lot of great teammates and coaches along the way, so it's been a lot of fun.
Joe, how important is it to not try to avoid a certain corner like Darrell Revis in the past in his career? Quarterbacks have at times tended not to even try to throw in his direction. Is that something that is important to you and your offense to show that you know you're willing to go after a player like that?
Well, I think so. In games where we've tended to try to stay away from people or haven't made our job to go after people, however you want to put it, it puts a different mindset on you as a quarterback, and it's kind of a tough one because it's our job to go out there and go through our reads and hit the guy, go through the reads thinking on who's going to be open and you know where our best matchups are, and then hit the guy that ends up being open. And you usually don't have a total idea of who is actually playing defense on that guy. So when you go into a game and you're thinking about that, it can kind of mess you up a little bit. I think with this offense, we just have to go through our reads and make the plays that you know that present themselves. And obviously, with the fact that they have two good guys, it kind of makes it tough to pick one guy out anyway. We just got to go out there, play our game, and we have to have confidence. I mean, come on, we're in the divisional round of the playoffs. We have to have confidence that at this point in the year, we got guys out there that can do their job.
So how has the season been for you guys just with all the stuff going on off the field and some of the attention that you guys have garnered? Is it almost good just to be able to focus on football at this point?
Yeah, honestly, man, it's the same as any other year. There's a lot of adversity for every team, and it comes in different forms, and this year's been a little bit different in maybe the way it came and what we've had to deal with in the locker room, but you pretty much deal with stuff similar to that every year, and it's just been another one of those years. It always comes down to the wire, and you're always fighting like crazy to be one of the teams that are where we are today. And it makes for a lot of fun. It makes for some great stories, and it makes for a great bonding experience with all your teammates. And it's just what the National Football League is about. It's part of what makes it what it is dealing with this kind of stuff and then coming out on the other side.
Joe, the team was 5-4 and in last place in the division through nine games. And what allowed you guys to get to where you are now?
Well, hey, we felt like we had a good football team, and our whole division at that point. I mean, we had a lot of the year where our whole division had winning records. Even at the last game of the season, if Cleveland would have beaten us, nobody would have had a losing record. So we had a tough, a tough division to play in, and you could see that by Pittsburgh and Cincinnati also being in the playoffs. And even though we were 5-4 and in last, we were still right there. I think we went from like last to first, like in a week or two, at one point. It's just because everybody was separated by a game or a half a game. So it was just one of those years that you had to stick it out and have a lot of confidence, have a lot of faith, and after 16 games, it would all work itself out.
How's a guy like Jacoby Jones progressed in his chemistry with you over the years?
Well, I think the biggest thing Jacoby's done this year is when he hasn't played as much as he has in the past, and when he's gotten in there, he's done a great job of getting in there, making a play, doing his job, and being there. He's been an awesome guy to stick in there, and it's been awesome for me to have a guy like that I've played with a good amount to rely on, and I can rely on him. Like I said, when he's been in there this year, he's produced, and that's awesome to see for a guy that hasn't probably gotten the amount of snaps as he has in the past.
Joe, just to get back to Steve Smith for a second, Brandon Browner just said in the Patriots locker room that at this point in his career, he's a pretty crafty receiver in terms of how he gets open. How have you seen him work against man coverage this year, and is he the kind of receiver that you would consider reliable if Darrell Revis were to be matched up on him?
Of course. I have a lot of confidence in Steve, and he does a great job. I mean, he still has a lot of explosion and a lot of quickness for a guy that's been in the league as long as he has. And obviously, I think when you still have that explosion and you have the experience that he's gained over the last 15 years or whatever it's been, it goes a long way. And I think at the end of the day, he catches the ball, which is the biggest thing. So even if there is going to be some tight coverage, which we're going to have to deal with, we're going to have to catch some tight balls in some tight situations. I think that's one of the big things that he does well is he catches the ball in those situations. So he'll get his separation, and when it's tight, the biggest thing is having confidence to throw in the ball and know that he's going to come down with it.
Just trying to figure out why you've been so good in the playoffs. Do you get nervous, Joe?
Do I get nervous? I mean, I think everybody deals with the emotions of a National Football League, you know, football game in every different way. But, yeah, I mean, I'm sure that whatever feelings I have before a game are exactly like everybody else. You know, you're getting ready to go out there and take the field against a bunch of, you know, talented men that are coming after you and bearing down on you, and you want to, you know, you want to do well. You want to be able to look at your teammates and say, and just have that look of, yeah, we did it today. And I think, you know, that I think that's why we come in here and we prepare the way we do, is so that at the end of the day we can look at each other in the eye and be proud of what we did. And I think that's where some of those feelings come with, because, you know, when you're out there in that field, all you have is the guy next to you, and you want to be able to rely on him. So I think that some of those feelings come from that and wanting to do that.
How about during the game, though? Do you feel those emotions?
Yeah, but during the game, I mean, when you're in the middle of it and bullets are flying, you're reacting, and you're just relying on everything that you've done leading up to that point to take over. And, you know, you're not really thinking about all that other stuff. So once the game starts and you get a hit and you make a throw, you know, you're just in the moment. It's different than sitting on your couch or sitting on the bench at the end of the game when there's 30 seconds left and the other offense has the ball. I mean, I'd probably get nervous at that point, just because, you know, I'm not out there and, you know, I'm not in the moment at that point. It's kind of like I'm an outsider and I'm sitting on my couch watching it on TV back at home. So it gets a little bit more nerve-wracking at that point.